Hey, everybody, and welcome back. This is Amanda Moxley, and I'm so happy and grateful that you are here. I know you have a busy life with so much going on, and I want to just thank you for the sacred resource of your time. And today, this is the Speak Your Way to Success Summit, where I've gathered experts from all different walks of life and all sorts of different business backgrounds and ways and gifts that they're sharing. And I'm bringing them together to share their expertise, their knowledge, their strategies, their tips on how they have been able to get their message out there, share their light with the world, and impact so many people, impact millions and possibly making millions and making a positive difference on the planet. And today I have Rose Cole, and I love Rose. I've known her for maybe 6 or 7 years now, and she's just such a light, and I know you're going to enjoy her so much. So I'll introduce her and then we'll get started. So Rose Cole is a much-loved visionary leader and world-renowned speaker, co-author alongside Deepak Chopra and Dr. Andrew Weil, popular featured guest on TV networks such as E! And MSNBC, and permanent mentor and spiritual guide who has helped thousands create thriving and awakened lives. After a spiritual awakening in her 20s, Rose left behind a successful modeling career to be in service to others through hosting a series of inspirational programs and retreats, writing books, and sharing a powerful way of living she calls rituality. Welcome, Rose. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Amanda. Yes, we've known each other for many, many years, and so it's fun to get to come here and play with you.
I know, right? It's full circle. So let's go in and just share your story. I mean, I now I'm intrigued too about your awakening, spiritual awakening in your 20s. If you want to share about that, just give us your story so we can get to know who you are a little bit.
Okay. Well, let's see. In my childhood, I had a very traumatic childhood. There was a lot of trauma. There was a lot of abuse and neglect. And so I had a lot of shadows in the closet, I guess you could say. I had a lot of work to be done in my teenage years and my early 20s. I had depression, I had anxiety, I had an eating disorder, I had really, really, really low self-esteem, and I was terrified of people. I had social anxiety, and I came from a really, really poor family, and I just hadn't done the work in my teenage years, and should have probably been sent to therapy or gotten some kind of help. But here I was out in the world, and I had debt and an eating disorder. And I was a very, what I would call, dysfunctional person. And at one point had psoriasis that was covering almost my entire body. But I was pretty at a young age and tall. I was 5'9" and I started modeling young, and had a lot of stuff wrapped up around my worth and my physical appearance. And then at one point when I got psoriasis, it's like a skin condition that was covering almost my entire body. And at one point it was threatening my modeling career, and everything just kind of came to a head. And I went to this woman who was a holistic nutrition coach. She totally changed my life. I had this spiritual awakening and kind of landed in my body for the first time. And it was just a miracle. And so I went back to school, I studied nutrition, and I knew it was going to be my path to share transformation and awakening with others, because it had so deeply impacted my life. But I was on this kind of parallel track. I'd been taken away when I was younger from my parents on grounds of neglect and bounced around from home to home with my brother. And then at one point I was raised by my aunt and uncle. And my uncle was Native, and towards the end of his life, he was like a Native holy man that I was raised by. And so I had the extreme honor and privilege of being raised with Native practices and being able to participate in many Native ceremonies that were deeply transformational for me. Mm-hmm. So here I was, I built this very successful nutrition practice. I'd been doing nutrition for like 20 years, but more of like a brick and mortar. I'd rent this little space and I'd do it very part-time in between my modeling, but I never thought I'd be able to actually make a career out of it. And then I had a friend who became a boyfriend who was one of the top internet marketers in the world. He'd created this huge business, and I saw what he had created and went, wow, this is amazing. It doesn't even have a brick and mortar office. And it was just at the beginning of the kind of gold rush of internet marketing, and everybody was becoming a coach, but he was like right at the beginning of that trend. And he had created this huge, successful, like $23 million a year business. Cool. To watch and model. And that's when I created my business, Wellness. It used to be called Wellness with Rose. And I started this virtual nutrition practice and became very successful. I was working with celebrities and working with people from all over the world. And I built this business just out of my home, working with people virtually, getting to share holistic health with them. And I, at one point, was making close to $500,000 a year with almost no overhead. And so I was like, yay, this is awesome. But there was just one problem. It was not really in alignment with my soul. I was working with men, almost all men, in this program. I was calling it the nutrition, executive nutrition program. Mm-hmm. And it was just geared towards like high-level CEOs and high-level executives, that men, and I would do their nutrition for them. I was doing like blood work and hormone balancing and adrenal testing and some pretty cutting-edge cool stuff, but it just wasn't in alignment with my soul. So I know, Amanda, you've watched my business go through many iterations over the years as it's grown and changed and evolved, and now today I can say that I am living in alignment with my soul every single day, and my business feels so good. And I'm just, I have never had so much inner and outer freedom, is what I call it. I'm just at a pinnacle of outward freedom, being able to do the things I want to do and create this beautiful outward life, but also have the inner peace and tranquility and being settled into myself, actually be able to enjoy it and know that, no, you know, the way I look at inner freedom is nobody can take your inner freedom once you develop that. But I know a lot of people that are very spiritual that don't also have the outer freedom. And so I've kind of arrived at this sweet spot where I have just so much inner and outer freedom, and I feel so blessed to have the life that I have today.
Well done and well deserved. Really, I love that. That, what a cool story. I know, I don't think I ever knew the whole story. And so I really appreciate you sharing that and being vulnerable and just sharing. And I love the transformation and the courage and the strength. And I knew that was going to happen, the courage and the strength that you have been on. And it's amazing. I'm sorry. It's the Sierra Club calling me, which is an important mission. Okay. So interesting. So you were on that path, and then you kind of dabbled in it, and then you got, on like the gold rush, so to speak. What stood out, one of the things that stood out for me is that you said, you shared that you grew up like really poor, and so money wasn't, and then you were able to grow your business to 500,000 nearly. Close. And that's so impressive. In fact, I remember Rose many years ago, and she offered a $15,000 3-month program. And I remember being like absolutely floored, because I was a health coach and I was like, how do people do it? So I love, like, you've been such a role model for me in that, in your wealth consciousness and that expansion. And you helped me so much on my path. And so how do you, I guess a lot of that had to do with your environment, with the, you know, your friend who was in your boyfriend. He was living that. So how do you go from growing up poor to then making $500,000 in your business?
Yeah. Cause I'll say this, what's very interesting, and I love dissecting this and figuring this out too. You know, it's not just that I was poor and that everybody that I grew up with was super poor, but they were super dysfunctional and are still super, super dysfunctional. So I'm talking about like my mom still lives in the ghetto, literally, and I pay her cell phone bill. You know, that's the level of, you know, like her and her husband live off of like $700 per month. Wow. I don't even know how they live. So, you know, the people that I grew up with, my friends, have mass depression, smoke cigarettes. Many are alcoholics. Some of them don't even have homes. Like they sleep on, you know, a couple of them sleep on somebody else's couch. I mean, we're talking about like people that are in the hole, like in a deep dysfunctional place that can't seem to ever really get out. But here yet I have, and I've created this beautiful life where I have tons of abundance and I get to travel all over the place and speak on stage in front of thousands of people. And what is the difference between me and them? Because some of these people I'm related to, we had the same childhood or very similar. So what is the difference there? There's something that clicked for me at a certain point, and So yes, I had, you know, people to model that I watched them and wow, they're making all of this money. But I don't know if that's not what did it. For me, I got tired of suffering. I had to hit absolute rock bottom. And then something happened, a pivotal point. There was a turning point where I remembered that I chose to come here this lifetime. Mm-hmm. And that it was a privilege to be here. And that nobody made me be here. I chose to come here. And that it was a short life. So I got to step out of like the matrix, right? I got to step out of the Maya for a moment and like peek behind the veil. Mm-hmm. And remember, oh, that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, imagine if you were going to another world to explore, like another planet, mm-hmm. and you decided what your objective was. You were going to go there for just a certain amount of time, a short amount of time for this adventure. And while you're out there on this planet, you have a few objectives. Like you've studied a little bit about this planet. You're like, okay, I want to go do this and this. This is my objective. I want to go experience this culture. But when you get there, you like hit your head when you landed and you had amnesia and you forget why you're there, or how you got there, or that there's any place else that exists except for there.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's basically how I think of when we come here this lifetime. Mm-hmm. So you're going through life and you're going on this other planet and something doesn't feel right. It feels weird. Maybe sometimes it feels hard and you're like, what am I doing here? It feels like I'm supposed to be doing something, but I don't know what it is I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And maybe you feel lost and you're like suffering at times. And you think this is like this never ending thing that you're going to be at this place. And you just forget that anything else exists. And then at some point, something happens. It could be a person that comes in your life. It could be a ceremony that you sit in. It could be something that you read, but you have this little whispering, this little remembering where you go, wait a minute. I was someplace before I came here. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. And I remember there's something in me that knows that I'm going to be going back there. I'm just here for a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. How does that change what you do, how you act, what you say, how you play, mm-hmm. how you present yourself, how you act in this other world, if you know that it's a short amount of time, mm-hmm. you came there to explore, to experience it. Maybe you came to leave that place a little better than it was, or to make an impact, or maybe you had a mission. Maybe you gave yourself a mission when you were going there, but you forgot. And so I had that remembering happen. Mm-hmm. And so as I remembered, because I was in such a deep, deep depression for most of my childhood, I mean, as early as 7, I remember wanting to die because I was just in so much pain. It was, my life was like a living hell that I just never thought I was going to wake up from. And so life was happening to me and I was this innocent bystander and it was just like one blow after the next. But when I woke up, I remembered, wait a minute. I'm only here for a short amount of time and nothing can really hurt me because I'm guaranteed a trip home. Mm-hmm. Nothing can really hurt me. Okay. Game time. It changes the game, right?
Yep. Yeah.
But then I started to act bolder and I started to just, okay, well now with this new awareness, now how do I want it? And I realized that everybody else was in the same boat, but most of them didn't remember. So most of them were living in fear and anxiety and beating themselves up and caught in these games. It was like, you're wasting time. You're wasting this precious life. Mm-hmm. So I really started to just be bold and make moves and act as if I was as confident as when I had little visions of myself in this fullest expression of myself. As we all do, where we could see ourselves if we were full out. You know what I'm talking about?
Totally.
Yeah. Where you're like, we can see what we'd wear, what we'd say, how we'd act if we were like radiant and just like going for it, playing full out. I just started to do that. I started to go, okay, well, what's the worst that could happen if I actually start living like that and acting like that and talking like that and just pretending like I actually believe it?
I love that. I think that is the coolest thing I've heard all day. It's so true. Like we do this visioning, you see it, but it's like, you just decided to be bold and to act that way. Yeah. What's the worst thing that could happen?
What's the worst thing that could happen?
That was so good.
And so I went to my friend who we had been broken up. We'd just become friends, you know, had this big business. And I said, you know, I saw this vision of myself being on your stage And because he put on huge events and just doing this like stream of consciousness. And I told him when I saw in a vision, he's like, okay, why don't you do it? And I was like, okay. So I went on stage in front of like 400 people from around the world, like top level, really successful, cool movers and shakers. Mm-hmm. And went up there and did this whole practice of stream of consciousness where I shared real time all the stuff that was going through my mind, the fears, the insecurities, everything. And I was crying and I had the whole audience like, they cried, they laughed, they gave me a standing ovation. And still to this day, like 7 years later, 8 years later, I'll have somebody occasionally write me and say how much that affected them. And somehow the video, you know, they found the video someplace and it deeply impacted them. That was the beginning for me, because if you knew how I lived hiding and lying and with so much shame because I didn't want anybody to know about my childhood and what had happened to me. So I lived a total lie, lying about every part of myself, hiding.
Then you got on stage and just like, you were stream of consciousness, just shared your heart and they loved it and it impacted them.
Yeah. And from there, it just kind of snowballed. Before I knew it, I just kept coming into further and further alignment, which was the piece that I really wanted to share today. That's been like my secret sauce. Before I knew it, I asked to speak on stage at one of T. Harv Eker's events. There was like 1300 people in the audience. It was like incredible. And I was asked to be on TV and MSN. There's Forbes did an article about me online. And
I read that. I read that a few years ago. I was like, if she can do this, so can I. That was my mantra, Rose.
Like, I don't have a college degree. I don't have any formal training, like in anything. I almost flunked out of school. Like, I mean, my whole family still such low wealth consciousness, no formal, I took some programs on business and marketing and sales, you know, as an adult when I was on this, you know, journey, which I think is really valuable. But the biggest thing for me has been coming into further and further alignment with my soul and living from that place. That has been like my secret sauce.
So how do we do that? You know, we hear that, but like, first of all, I want to just backtrack and just highlight how amazing, like for those of you who are like, want to speak and share your message, like you are the ultimate example for that. Cause you just get, all you do is you just do it. I love what you're saying. Have that vision, act as it, and then go and share it. You don't have to be perfect. I remember my first speaking gig, I was also crying too. Like you can cry, you can be yourself and it will impact people. And I love that. And then the second one is, okay, how do you come into alignment and live from that? Because people think, well, I have to do it this way, or I should do it this way, or does it this way. How did you come into alignment?
Yeah, people get caught in their head and then they can try to contrive who they, you know, how the steps and how they're going to get there and the how. So what they say is, when you have so you want to go into prayer and meditation and convene with what I call your inner high priest or priestess. There's a part of you that is the witnesser and observer that is witnessing everything that you do that holds the roadmap for your soul. So just like if I went to that other planet, like I was talking about, there's a part of me in my subconscious that knew exactly why I was there. And had the mission, had like, here's your mission, you know, written out, this is what you're going to do there, that still was connected to that. Well, there's a part of you that is still connected to your soul's mission, why you came here, who you really are in your essence when you are fully playing out, where you are just on fire and radiant. You know who that person is already, but we often, oh no, I don't know who, oh me, oh, you know, all that stuff comes up, right? So when you pray and you go into meditation, you just sit quietly and you ask your inner high priest or priestess, that part of you, your higher self, to reveal to you bits and pieces or clues or what the end goal looks like, or as close to it as you are capable of receiving right now, because most of us can't really handle seeing the end goal in full. It would just like scare the pants off of us because it just seems so big, right? Yeah. Our truest potential. But if you just can see like the next couple steps or as close to, you know, as much as your higher self will reveal to you, once you have that, you hold that vision. You don't have to know the how. You just have to take the first steps in front of you and keep holding the end vision of, okay, well, if that's my future self, is this decision I'm making right now, am I going to clap Is my future self going to clap for this decision to wear this shirt that maybe is a little more bold than I would wear, or this jewelry, or to go to this party, or to speak on stage, or to whatever it is? Is my future self going to clap for that decision? Or you can take it down to the smallest things to come into alignment. Is eating this chocolate sundae, is my future self going to clap for that? Because as you know, as a business owner, everything you do impacts your business. You are your business as an entrepreneur, a solopreneur. What you eat, what you say, who you hang out with, what your home is like, what you wear, all of it, you are your business. So for me, it's been about coming into further and further alignment with my soul. You may not know how to get there, but you do know in this moment what is not in alignment. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know. Mm-hmm. If I really press women, I'm like, okay, this relationship that you're with, like this man you're with, if I'm like super bold with women, they're like, I don't know, should I stay with him? Is he my son? I say, is this your life partner? Is this the man who you want to be looking into his eyes when you're on your deathbed? Mm. Is this your man? And most of the time they go, if it's not, they go, no, it's not. They know. Okay, well, what are you doing? What are you doing in relationship with them? Mm-hmm. Or it could be a business partner, or it could be a friend, or it can be that outfit. You know, I played this whole game with myself where I used to dress super conservatively, and I am not conservative at all. Mm-hmm. I could go like as far into the opposite spectrum as you possibly can imagine. You know, like there's a part of me that totally wants to like run away and like renounce all my belongings and like live in a cave and just do shamanic work. Like I have that in me.
Yeah.
But here I was wearing like Banana Republic because I thought that that was like presentable and that was like what I was supposed to wear. And so I had this whole closet full of like collared shirts.
With pink polo. I remember your pink polo from Wellness with Rose. It was like a pink polo with like
So not me, right? So as I've been coming into, I look at earlier pictures like, oh my God, what was I thinking?
Yeah, no.
I went on my honeymoon with my ex-husband and we went to Hong Kong and we had all these clothes made and I had like 30 collared shirts in various colors with my initials on them.
Oh, funny.
Like powder blue and baby pink to wear with my khakis, and it wasn't in alignment. It wasn't in alignment. It was who I thought other people wanted me to be. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't really my soul, right? And so I went and did an overhaul of my whole closet because I'm not this conservative, like that person. That's just not me. Yeah. So now the level of alignment that I live in, it's like professional level. And there's only one woman I know who's like mastery. She's the woman that we're talking about in the pictures, the older elder woman that's been walking this native path, who's like my spiritual mom. She's at mastery level of alignment. Wow. When you come into alignment, sometimes it's messy business in the beginning. You might have to tear down the old structures that aren't working. I had to do that at one point. Like you said, I was wearing the pink polo and my business was Wellness with Rose, and my colors were orange and brown, which are like not my colors. The whole thing was out of alignment, and I was building this whole empire on a foundation with a crack.
Mm-hmm.
And hiding from who I really am and hiding all of the shamanic, like that I'd been like gone to a sweat lodge the night before, you know, like, and that I had been in a teepee ceremony. My family has a teepee huge ceremonial teepee that we put up, and we all sit in native ceremony on our family's land, like things like that, that I was hiding from the public because I just kept that part of myself compartmentalized.
Mm-hmm.
And so I built a whole life, a whole marriage even, around this false identity of who I thought that the world wanted me to be instead of my true soul and my truth.
Mm.
And it all had to come crumbling down for me to relay it. So back to the point of, you know what's not in alignment and move it out of your life as quickly as possible, because it's just, this life is too short. We need your light now. We need your mission now. Have fun. Enjoy humanity. You came here to experience humanity, all of its glory. And so, you know, a big part of what I teach is how to remove the guilt, remove the shame, to remove the shackles of these self-imposed prisons that we've put ourselves in, so you can create the inner freedom to actually enjoy the outer freedom once you create it. Mm-hmm. And then also how to create that outer freedom, the life that you really want to live, the schedule you want, the money that you need, everything to be able to really navigate this realm. And then it's like a canvas a blank canvas where you get to paint your own reality. And that's the secret that most people don't know, is that you have a blank canvas and you can paint this whole reality. And that's where the magic starts. Mm-hmm.
So I love this, Rose. So you must have had to burn it all down and shift. I mean, so then everything shifted. And so, you know, be aware of that, people, that it's not going to be unicorns and rainbows when you're, if you're out of alignment. But I love that question to ask yourself, you know, if you're not in alignment now, like just ask yourself, what is out of alignment? And number two, would your higher self be clapping, or your highest priestess or high priestess, would she be clapping for that move that you're making?
Yeah. And go into meditation, speak to her, convene with her, ask to be shown.
Yes. And then act boldly on what you do see. Yeah. And so I reconnected with Rose recently because you are using the medium of video. You've always used video, but now you're using video and perhaps Facebook, obviously Facebook, but I don't know if it was an ad that I saw with an amazing video about you sharing your shamanic, if I'm saying it correctly, your shamanic retreats, your rituality retreats. And I brought you into this interview series because you're using the tools that we're using to do your alignment work. And you don't have to be a business coach or a health coach. Like, you can do what's in alignment with you. So tell us a little bit about how are you getting your message out there, and what are some tips you have for getting your message out there?
Yes. So I now run my business in a completely unconventional way. So I'm just going to probably like I throw all the rules out the window. People will write me and say, well, how many newsletters do you send a week? Or how do you do this or that? I'm like, I don't follow any of those rules. I follow my own inner guidance. I go deep into prayer and deep into meditation, my own practices. So I used to spend tons of time and money learning all the marketing tools and learning all of that stuff and what to say and what to do. And yes, like you said, Amanda, I had a $250,000 launch where I had a $15,000 to $17,000 program, booked it with 20 women, no problem. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I feel like we kind of, as a community, created this internet marketing bubble that, just like the internet marketing, just like the real estate bubble is now in the process of popping. Yes. And there was a lot of programs that were overpriced and inflated prices and overpromised. And I was part of that trend. Like, we all were. We were all creating these super high-end it was just kind of craziness. And I see a new economy and a new paradigm unfolding. And in fact, it was just 3 or 4 months ago that I was sitting in a teepee. It was the first ceremonial teepee ever constructed with all women. And in my life, everybody that I knew, even my family, said, you can't do it. It can't be done without men showing you how to set it up. I'd never set one up by myself. And we did it. We set it up by ourselves. And we sat in the first women's all meeting, documented all meeting. It was a medicine ceremony in a teepee. So this was like history in the making. And we all in that ceremony got activated deeply to this new economy and paradigm that is unfolding. And so it's radically different. And what I was shown in that ceremony was to actually launch a program that was by donation. So it was the first time I launched a program. It was a fundraiser also for Standing Rock to raise money for what was happening out there. And I put on there, here's a suggested donation of $400, but give whatever you want or whatever you can. And so we had a woman give $1,000. We had women give $600. We had women give $20. We had a lot of women give $1 because that's all they had to contribute at the time. And so it was a really beautiful, beautiful experience. And we created this whole community of women. And I didn't know what the next steps were. That was what I was shown. It was super edgy. It was like, oh my gosh, we have, 100% of the proceeds were also being donated to Standing Rock. And I'm like, well, I have to live. What am I going to do? Putting all this energy in it. But because it was so much in alignment, I created in 2 days what normally takes me about a month and a half to create and launch. Like, I found a brand new graphic designer, and she actually is now in the program and like having this whole spiritual awakening. It's been beautiful. I found a brand new writer, and then I got my tech guy together, and the three of us, four of us, just worked together for 2 days and got the sales page up, everything set up and launched, and had women signing up. It was a miracle. But I feel like that's what happens when you come into further and further alignment, that the pieces are laid out before you. It's almost like the universe is like, now she's ready.
So much trust, Rose. Like, trust.
Totally. When I tore down all of the structures, I released all of my attachments to, I lived in this big house in Rancho Santa Fe, like a mansion. I had a guest house. I had all these fancy things. And I walked away from everything, my marriage, my house, everything, because it wasn't in alignment with my soul. And there were some things that were not okay with me and how I want to live my life, like in my commitment to my integrity. And when I did that, it was super scary. And I have never been so happy as I am right now, living like super scaled down with my daughter. And so I have the flexibility to be able to create from my heart and not have all of this pressure. And it just ended up being the biggest blessing I could have imagined. And trust. And so now the women, what ended up happening is the women in this community are now the women that are taking my other retreats, are taking my other programs, they're doing my private coaching. I do brain chemistry balancing. And so now all of my other stuff got filled from these women, from this offering. So it ended up all working out. You know, that's what I'm seeing with this new economy is that, first of all, money is only one form of energy. Mm-hmm. And so be open to... It's not really money that we want. Yeah. Everybody thinks that they need more money. I just need more money in my business. Money, money, money. Nobody actually wants money. Money is just made out of paper. That's not what we're wanting.
Right.
And I can prove it to you. So think about it like this. If you had a box next to you and you could just program it and it would spit out whatever you wanted, mm-hmm. any physical thing you wanted, or it could transport you to anywhere you wanted to go, anything that you wanted to have happen, you could program it in this box and it would happen. Would you need money? No, you wouldn't need money, right? What is that box actually giving you? Is it physical things? Is that what we want? Mm-hmm. What we actually want is the freedom that we get, or the perceived freedom that we get when we get those things. What we really want and yearn for is freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, freedom. And I would say like experiences. Like I think that magical box would be cool experiences.
Yeah, you could program it, say, take me to Hawaii or take me here, shamanic, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. It's actually the freedom to be able to go where we want to go, experience what we want to experience, have the people we want in our life, mm-hmm. have the partner we want by our side. This is all, you know, and the material things, or to be able to contribute and donate. But what if those things don't have to come from you making money? So what was cool is in this community that I formed, I had gathered up all this money, thousands and thousands of dollars to take to Standing Rock. And I got to go out to Standing Rock to deliver supplies and deliver money and to volunteer. So one of my big things is all about contribution and volunteering. So I got to be sent out there by this walk-in beauty community to be able to do this work. Mm. So that's what I mean. My life works in this very interesting way. It's a very delicate ecosystem, but as long as I stay in alignment, super uber alignment with everything I do and eat and how I live, mm-hmm. the universe is like rallying this like magical like symphony around me with things that unfold in this magical way that, I mean, when people really get to peek into my life, or I tell them what goes on in my life in a daily basis, they're like, what? How do you have all these things happen to you? You're going weird. Now you're going to Big Sur and this cabin opened up and it was at a discount. Like all of these crazy things happen in this very synchronistic way because I'm in the flow of alignment.
Oh, so exciting. I love it. And I do understand like the amount of trust and the courage it takes to release those attachments and to open up. And then all these this magical symphony happens.
So much better than we thought it could be or could plan or contrive it in our minds. And even the things that we don't think, that we think are disasters, we end up seeing in hindsight that they're blessings if we really live our life from that place. So that's what I was shown in ceremony and what was birthed. Actually, I was downloaded the name. I mean, everything was just downloaded into my brain. And that's what I love about playing in the shamanic realms is that it's not about thinking. You actually can tap into the collective consciousness and it's recalibrating you and your cells and your being. And everything was just downloaded, like given to me, like, here you go. So this behind, like trying to write a sales page, it was all to me.
That's so cool. I love it. I'm like, sign me up, Rose. That sounds awesome. But it is about walking that beauty way, or walking that way. And that's the name of your community. Is it right? Walking
the beauty. Yes, it's called the Walk in Beauty Sister Tribe. And what we do is it's all about walking with grace and harmony and building up that spiritual resiliency. So what I mean by grace is that you can actually arrive at a place where you have so much inner freedom that whatever is happening on the outside doesn't affect you inside. Mm-hmm. Where now I've arrived at a place where it doesn't actually matter what's happening on the outside. I could be in a jail cell and I am still, nobody can take my inner freedom and my inner dignity. I create that world and it's rock solid. And you know, every once in a while I get a little swayed, you know, in the turbulence of life or the waves of, you know, my outward freedom can get like a little bit wonky or something goes to the field that's not even ours, but I'm tethered to the divine. So I can recalibrate very quickly. So now my life is very unconventional. I never would have thought that I'd be living the way that I am right now, but this has made me so much more happy. This is like, I'm so much more happy living this really cool, adventurous life where I feel like I'm like this cosmic cowgirl where I just go on all these adventures and I'm tethered to the divine. And that's what, it's actually a Navajo prayer, walk in beauty. And the way that they say it is, Hajona Eshkli, Hajona Eshkli, Hajona Eshkli, Hajona Eshkli. That means walk in beauty. And we say it four times for the four directions. But they use the word beauty. It's translated in a different way. It means to come into right relation with all of creation and to walk in harmony and grace and dignity and sovereignty. And that's where, you know, you're designing your own life. You're questioning I question everything. Like the status quo, I don't just take as like, oh, well, this is what I have to do because other people impose this on me. I question the status quo and I create my own reality. I am my own sovereign nation and I create the rules that I govern myself by. And the level of integrity with which I live by my own bylaws is the level of inner freedom that I experience, and then your life gets to move really fast because source gets to move through you really quickly, and things are brought to you, and there's a magical flow that gets created in your life.
Oh my goodness! Well, sign us up. I know you have. We want this. Tell us about your free gift because it just flows right into this.
Perfect. Yes. So I'm giving you 30 days free access to our Walk in Beauty community. And what we do is we have an online community. We have women from all over the world. And we also do a weekly call with me and two other women that I walk this native path with. And we share a lot of the native songs. We teach you the native medicine songs, which as you're singing them, they're recalibrating your nervous system to walk in beauty. And we teach a practice of smudging, which is using these, the ancient art of using different herbs. And there's just different practices that we use because I'm really big on what are the daily things you're doing that are tethering you to the divine, that are balancing your nervous system, that are grounding you and keeping you in this state of prayer and trust in the universe so that it can all unfold. So this community is so precious. We are like the women in this group take off the mask and fully reveal who they are. We're just putting it all out there and we support who we are. And should I pause?
I'm calling right now. No, keep going. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I'm like, I was right there with you, Rose. Excuse me, everyone. Technology.
So, you know, we support each other on the deepest level. I've never seen a community of women form like this, where women are like, transforming overnight. Some of the biggest things in their life that have held them back are transforming just from being on these calls and being in this community and recalibrating to walk in beauty. So we're all showing up to be that beacon of light in the world so that we can take this message of beauty out into the world like a ripple effect. And it's just transformative.
I can feel it, Rose. I love it. I feel it. And I think everyone else here, if you're resonating, definitely. I'm going to sign up for sure. And then the link is on the video page. And just to be in your space, and I'll have what she's having. The E, what did you call it? Like this. cosmic cowgirl and like this conversation, tethered to the divine. I love it. It's such a gift and so much easier, especially as women. It's like, why make it so hard and complicated? Just, I think that when you are divinely connected to the divine and you're listening and you're in flow and you're trusting versus pushing and hustling and making it happen.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. What a great fun example for us not to have any like major, I mean, you did that, you know, Rose studied strategy and marketing and did all these things. And now she's like, you know, release attachments and come into this beautiful alignment. So it's really cool to share. So I'm so grateful that you're a part of this and sharing your walking beauty.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for bringing all of this wisdom to people all over the world so us entrepreneurs can grow our businesses and share our message with more people. It's important, beautiful work that you're doing, Amanda.
Thank you. Well, I'll invite you to join us in our Facebook group too, Rose.
I'd love to. Yeah.
Okay, cool. No pressure or anything. Not to put you on the spot.
Great. I'd love to meet everybody and interact with everybody that's been on this journey. That'll be fun.
Cool. So we'll see you back there. And I want to hear from those of you who are watching this, my engagement exercise for you today is to really come clean, be honest. How are you out of alignment? What, if you dare to share, you know, what is it that you're doing that you know is not in alignment? And is your higher self clapping towards that move that you're making, or is there something else you could do? So that was kind of a long, I'm basically saying, how are you out of alignment? And what is one step you can take to get in alignment? Sounded like a good engagement question.
Love it. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Thank you, Rose, so much. And thanks everyone for watching, and see you soon.
Bye.
Thank you, Rose. Yay.
Yay.
That was awesome. Oh my gosh. I'm feeling that, girl. I love everything that you shared. You are just in such a great space. Your life seems so amazing. And
thank you. I can't see you all of a sudden. The video is gone.
Oh, wait.
I think it's still recording.